This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Exxon is in the news today for taking the unusual step of asking a court to stop the company's own shareholders from forcing a vote on climate-related proposals at the next shareholder meeting. Investors backing one policy or another have been around forever, of course. Most recently, perhaps to get the company in question to adopt ESG goals, environmental, social, and governance. But as we have reported before, there is growing pushback against those policies. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on that.
Even when activists do get their votes on efforts to improve environment, social, or governance targets at big corporations, it doesn't always make that much of a difference, says Kai Liekefet, who works on shareholder activism at law firm Sidley Austin.
For most part, activists have been not very successful in getting shareholders to approve resolutions to disclose emissions or any other focused ESG topics.
And that's been the case even before politics turned ESG into the latest cultural fight. But a failed vote, say for a report on gender equity or emissions, doesn't always mean complete failure, says Nick Mazing, director of research at market intelligence firm AlphaSense.
Very often what happens is even if a shareholder proposal is defeated by the shareholders, very often what you see is that the company will still issue the report maybe in the following year and so on.
The conference board found that shareholder proposals pushing for changes related to ESG have risen sharply and are likely to continue. But lawyer Elizabeth Gonzalez-Sussman says companies and shareholders are paying much more attention to whether proposals will save or make money. She's vice chair of the shareholder activist practice at law firm Olshan Frome Woloski.
I think these ESG elements, when tied to the financial bottom line, tend to still resonate, even in a climate where you may have a lot of pushback on ESG.
Which is exactly the climate we're in. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.